to ask you guys for your stock picks. I'll start with you, Wayne.
Look, it's difficult to come in and say something. There is a lot of turmoil in the markets, but given the weakness we've had in SA shares in this last week, some are starting to show a little bit of value again. So, you know, maybe go for a bank, maybe a retailer. They've come off quite a bit, and I think the prices will go up. So that'll be my pick. I mean, I'll actually take one of the big banks, First Rand, Standard Bank, one of those two.
Interesting. Shapiro? Your pick?
I'm looking at you know what I mean? I spent the whole day looking at global auto tech, all the battery companies, and the problem is that they're all in China. All they're really good businesses, and you can't. I actually tried to buy something in China and was kicked out. So there's still my ETF called LIT, which is lithium and battery, and they still got 45% exposure. And just doing the numbers in what we are seeing now in the auto industry, I still think this is an area, even though it's run, still has a lot more upside. I'm very enthusiastic about, you know, what's happening around there, and especially the kind of businesses. So I still remain with LIT, which is the global lithium ETF, lithium and battery ETF.
So Wayne is going with, you know, a big blue bank, you know, or turquoise, depending on how you want to look at it. And you're going Liddy. You're going with Lit.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? One day we must have a
index
program,
I haven't,
because I think
it.
some very interesting topics came up. And you must get away, which is the turnaround stocks.
Yes.
I think there's going to be, I think that for anybody who's got a little bit of courage, you know, when you look at a break, when you look at what we've gone through, some of the other businesses that released results today, this week, that I think there's going to be PPC, for example. New management have come into all these places, and I think there's going to be upside, but not all of them are going to perform, so you've got to kind of buy a basket of them. But I still think there's going to be value in some of these businesses that have been trashed and have now got new managed, Massmart, Woolworths, all of these are. So, but I think we need to dedicate more time to going through them. No,
it's something we should talk about in a future show. Thank you very much, David. Thanks to you as well, Wayne Makari. Thanks to my guests, David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities and Wayne Makari from FNB Wealth and Investment. We'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.